Kumlein in a Blat Gemara, Erev Shabbos, we're in Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah is telling us that in order, again, continuing it along the same theme, that there are shiurim for carrying on Shabbos, but if you make it more chashiv, then obviously, for you at least, it's more chashiv. Now, whether everyone agrees with that or not, we already had a previous Gemara about this, and Gemara reiterates it here. It says the Gemara about 10 lines from the top. The person who set it aside for him, even though it's less than a shear, he was machshavit, and therefore he is liable. But the chol adam, everyone else, if they just carry it out, ain't chayovin olav elokashir, they will not be chay for carrying that same item unless it's the right quantity. Says the Gemara, masnitzin the liquor Hashem Elazar. Our mission is not accord with Hashem Elazar. The Tanya, we learned klal lam Hashem Elazar. He said a rule. Kol she'enu koshel hatsnia. The ain matsnia kamoya. Generally, it's not something that is valued. This particular person decided that he can use it. And he set it aside. And for him, he'll be chayiv and liable even for less than a shear. But if bo achav, somebody else comes, and takes it out, according to Shem, the second person is liable for what the first person did. No, he continues carrying on that thought. On the other hand, in our mission, it's clearly only the person who set it aside is chayiv. Okay, says Gemara further. Now we have a very interesting Gemara here. From time to time, Rava has a range of chakiris, like yeshivish chakiris. But first, we lay down the rules. Comes along Omar Rava Ram Nachman. First, Rava says the name Ram Nachman. Hoitzi ki gregris la'achila. If you carried outside the size of a gregris for eating, which we learned before, when it comes to carrying by food, that's the shear. V'nim l'cholel azri, and you change your mind, decided to plant it. Now, planting, we learned yesterday, you know, it's 5 seeds. Or so certain things like cucumbers and other things and more chashev, 2 seeds. So what happens when you took it out? So when you did that kiro, when you lifted it, you had a mind to carry for eating, and you carried the right quantity, a gregris. And then you change your mind, you're going to plant it, which definitely you have the shear for that. So the Hanocha also had a shear, but the thing is, you change your thought. You had another machshava altogether as what your intention is to do with these seeds. Or inami lezir, initially you took it out to plant, nim lechalachil to eating. Chayev yachayev. Says Gemara, of course you chayv, why not? Whichever one you were thinking of doing, you carry enough to be liable. Pshita, that's obvious. Says Gemara, chayda zil hochi, kishir zil hochi, kishir. Whichever way you're going, you have the right quantity. Says Gemara, no. Ma'odim, I would have thought that in every, there are a number of components when it comes to carrying. You have to lift it, the akira, the transporting it, and then the putting it down, the hanocha. All three are equal in components of carrying. So I would have thought that they all have to be uniform. Whatever you started, that's what you finish with. Haleka, you change. First you wanted to plant, now you're eating. Kamashalon, it doesn't matter. Since you had the right shear, it doesn't matter. Okay, so this case here, the Akir and the Noch, you had the right shear. Now Rava comes along and has some interesting, a number of interesting questions, which you remember to take. Boy, Rava has a question. What happens if Hoitzi chatzi gregris azir? When you did the hoitzo, when you did the akira, you lifted it, you had a mind to plant it. Then, and what was the amount? A half the size of a gregris. Now, a half the size of a gregris, if you intended to eat it, you wouldn't be liable for a carbon because it's less than a gregris. But for planting, it's enough. 5 seeds can be smaller. So it's enough. So when you took it out, you had a mind to shear that would be hold you liable because you wanted to plant it. And then what happened was the tofcha. It swelled, it became a full gregris. And then the nimlich, he decided, lelachila. You change your mind, you decided to go ahead and eat it. So now, ma, what's it then? Eating, if you would have thought about eating in the first instance, you would not have been liable because it was only half a gregris. So but you took it out for planting. And then the substance itself changed, and now when you change your mind already, it was a substance, it was the size of a gregris. What's it then? So do we say it's and question as follows? Im tim tzalemer in the premise that I said the name Ram Nachman Hossam with the Mechayev. If you started out thinking of planting, then you altered your mind. You want to eat it. The Mechayev kozil hacha ikashir hachishura. Whichever is more important, akira hanocha. Either way, you had the shir. Hach over here, kivon de beinu de afke loy have b'shir achila. Since the final thought that you had was eating, and if you would have had that thought when you took it out in the first place, you didn't have the shir. So therefore, loy mechayiv, you're not chayiv, because the akira for what you did the hanocha, the akira, it would not have been chayiv. So maybe you potter. Or Dilma, or we say, kivun dili ishtik, if you would have been quiet and just did that, continued with the thought of planting, lechoshivala, you didn't change your mind regarding eating, definitely mechayiv, you'd be chayiv because you started out half a gregus and for planting that's enough. Is and the original thought is hashanami mechayiv. The question here is, what's the most important thing, the akira or the hanocha? One is maybe the malacha, and one is only a condition. If that kid is the most important thing, then maybe that, you know, since what you finally did, the eating, is not the same, maybe it's not good, or vice versa. If you want to argue, that since, if you wouldn't have changed your mind, you still would have been chai when you put it down because you had enough. Kivan di li ishtik, v'loi choshev lef, you wouldn't have done anything. Mechayiv v'chayiv, amachshav d'zir. And now when you're putting it down, eating, it's merely a condition that you have to put it down. The main thing is the akira. And the akira is a kira of chiv. And had you continued with that thought, you would have been chayiv. No, boss, now you decide to eat it. But that putting down is only a tonight that we cannot hold you liable until you put it down. So it's hashtana mechayiv, because now you have a shir of gregor, so you're chayiv as well. But the main focus, perhaps, of the akira is what happens if hoisik the other way around. Hoisik gregor lechil, he took out a gregor for eating. And right, so for eating was enough, and then vitzamka, and then it shrunk. Now, if you would have continued with that original thought, you would no longer be chayiv, because when you put it down, it was less than a gregris. But v'nimlech lazri, in some time in between, in the interim, you decided after it shrunk, it doesn't matter when, but you decided you're going to use it for planting. So over here, now you have the shir. Mau hocha vadek yishtik amachshava kamaisel mechayiv. If you say akira is a dominant thing, then l'chayla. If we were to continue with the first thought, he would be potter, so maybe he should be potter. Ideal mabasa hashalin. The fact, even though he had an akira, the akira was good, and even though he changed his mind, but right now he's chayiv, umachayiv. So which one is it? Is it the akira or is it the hanocha? The im timtzalim basa hashalin, we look at now, umachayiv. What happens? Hoitzi kigregis lachila. You took out the right amount when you did the akira. And the question is, v'tzomka, it shrunk, v'chazra, v'tavcha, then it swelled. Mao, what's the din? So what happened was, when he did that kira, it was the right size, we did not the right size, but somewhere in between, it was the wrong size. Because there are three components. There's the lifting, the putting down, and then there's the transporting. Sometime during the transportation, it shrunk, but then it came back. It was revitalized somehow, and it became full size again. We had a similar Gemara in Menachos. Mao, yesh dichu lein Shabbos. Do we say that once it's been rejected? Because you didn't change your mind here. All the way through, you wanted to eat it. But since there was a point that it was nitche, is nitche, I ain't dichu lein Shabbos. And the way we learned, Achrein learned, the question here is that maybe it's not that kira, not the hanocha that is the most important thing, or even they are important. There's another variable here, the transporting. It's not only a condition of the maisa. That is the avera. And therefore, during that avera, it sort of stopped in the middle because it shrunk. Maybe it was rejected and there's no longer an avera. Remain the question. So now Rava turned to Nachman and he asked him another question. What happens if Zorak Kezayis Truma? If you threw a Kezayis of Truma, Lebayis Tomei, to a house which was Tomei, Mao, what is the din? That's what he asked. Now the Gemara doesn't understand what exactly is the question. Lamai, what's the question? Eli Nishabas, are you talking about regarding Shabbos? Then Kegregi bin, we need the size of a Gregus, which is larger than a Kezayis. So who cares if we throw a Kezayis? There are many Mefarshim who don't even have the word Truma there because it's irrelevant to the discussion here. Eli inyan tumah, if it's regarding that whether it becomes tameh, kebeya oichlin beinan. In order to become tameh, now here's a machlekes to show him how to understand. According to Rashi, for something, an item to become tameh, Rashi shita is even the smallest amount can become tameh, the receiver tumah. But to generate tumah, to propagate tumah, it has to be a beya. According to Tesis, and one of his eyes is right here, it needs to be a beya in order to receive tumah. So the question is, if you threw a kezayis into a tameh house, It's less than a beya. How can it become tummy? Or how can, according to Rashi, how can it continue? How can it propagate tumma? It is less than a beya. So regarding Shabbos, we're talking about a case. The ika pachas mikabeya oichlin. There's less than an egg, the size of an egg of food there. Bahai mashrim lebeya, and this completes it to the size of an egg. My, and the question is as follows. Let's say it's not a gregus yet, but it's the size of an egg, and the question is, since regarding tumma, it now suddenly became choshev because you have a full size of an egg. You threw a kezayis, but it joined some food that was existing there. and it landed right next to it, so now you have a full bay and becomes tameh. Once it's chashiv for tumah, maybe that chashivus also carries over, like we say migud, since it's chashiv for this, it also carries over for Shabbos, that you, it's chashiv enough, could be lit in the Mishnah, there are things that are chashiv, you don't need a shir, as long as it's chashiv. Bidim istadif le'inya tumah, since it combines regarding the inya tumah, mechayiv nami le'inya Shabbos, it's also chashiv for the inya Shabbos, as if it's the full size of a greatest, and chayiv. Oidim, what we say, call the inyan Shabbos ke greger bin. You need literally a greger, and you don't have it, and therefore it doesn't matter. Amalek Mor says, Tinesu, didn't we learn this concept of chshivus? Didn't we learn that even though, let's say, you have a certain shear, and it doesn't reach it, but if it's chashiv, by combining it by in one area, it's also chashiv for another area. We had it in Gemara Sukkah. If it's good for, you know, for Shabbos, it's good enough for a wall for Sukkah. But the Gemara brings a proof like this. It says, Rabbi Shaul says, Shtei Halechem, you have two loaves of bread. The shtei lechem for shvuas or lechem haponim shiurun kegregis. The shear is a gregis. Now, why do you need a gregis for that? For the shtei lechem, lema. Let us say midliinyan yotze. If you take something that belongs in the Beis Hamikdash, you take it outside of the environs of the Beis Hamikdash, and even though you bring it back in and you ate it, you committed a sin because it's called the sin of yotze. You took it outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Regarding Yaitse, what's the quantity that we say you're liable? Only a kazayis. So l'cheder, let's say, since regarding that particular aver, it's a kazayis, l'ini Shabbos nami b'kazayis. So let's say you just said that in shtei lechem and lecha ponim, if you want to carry it on Shabbos and you want to be liable, it has to be the size of a gregis. But say, since regarding the other aver of Yaitse, a reduced size is sufficient, a kazayis, to be liable, say that also for Shabbos, at least the shtei alechem and lechem aponim, you should be chayiv if you carry a kazayis. You don't need a greatness. Why don't we say that? Is a raya that just because it's chashuv for one avera, it doesn't automatically make it chashuv for another? Says the Gemara, that's the proof. Hachi hashta. What are you talking about? How can you do now? What are you saying? Possum over there, mid afke chutz lechoim b'sazar, over there, as soon as you took it outside of the wall of the azara, of the courtyard, you took it to the Ezra's Nashim, still part of the Beis Hamikdash, it's already considered Yaitzeh. It has to be within the walls of the top of the stairs there. And you took it outside of that. You're already Chayiv Yaitzeh, even though it's part of the Beis Hamikdash. But a Shabbos Lem B'chayiv, you won't be liable for Shabbos if you carry outside the two loaves. Add the Mapik Leil Shus Rabim, you got to take it completely outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside there's a Nashim and all that, and the surrounding wall. So it's not happening concurrently. It's two separate avedas altogether. So just because it's chashuv for yotzei, at that juncture, there's no Easter of Shabbos. Not even Shaykh. That's why it has no bearing in it. Hocha Shabbos v'tumah b'hadeh hadodik asin. Here, when you threw an object into a house and it lands right next to the existing object, that's when the moment it lands, that's when you chayiv for Shabbos. The moment it lands, that's when it becomes a full shear for tumah. So our question is that since this is sufficient to be a full shear for tumah, perhaps in this instance it also becomes a full shear for Shabbos, even though generally, even though it's smaller than the full shear, but because it's chashuv, this particular act is chashuv for one of it, and maybe it's chashuv for another one. That's our question. Remain with the question. Then the Mishnah told us, Chazav, if you just change your mind, you decide to bring it back into the house, and from then on in, if you carry it, you're not chayiv, unless you carry the full shear. Ela kishir, why would you think otherwise? Amr by Hakamai Skinan, you didn't officially or formally cancel your mind. First you set it aside, then you decide to throw it back in a heap, which you get with everything else. But even though you threw it back into the pile of everything else, it stands out, it's larger than everything else, or it's above everything else. And the question is, how do we interpret your actions? Ma'otem, I would have thought, given the Mekoyma Nikar, since it's recognizable, B'milse Kamaisekoy, it still retains its original state, Kamashalom, the Zorkeloy, so the moment you took it outside of its resting place or hiding place, and you tossed it in together with everything else, B'tuli Butler, you're canceling your thoughts. Mishnah. Amoitzi Oichlin, if somebody takes out food, V'nosin Aliskefer, if somebody takes out food and places it on his threshold. Now, the thresholds used to be, you know, if the entrance to the house, you walk up the steps on top, outside the door, if it's 10 tefachim high, even though it's standing and still in the public space, 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it's a shusay yachid. If it's 9 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and a lot of people use it, it's considered shusay rabim. Anywhere below 9 tefachim and 3 tefachim, if it's 4 tefachim wide, it is a kamelis. If it's narrower than 4 tefachim, it's a makom tur. The Gemara will tell us what the shus this particular threshold is. So I might say echli v'nasan liskefer. He puts it on this iskefer on this. You know, benjach chazar v'haitzi. And so he took it from your house and he placed it there. whether you bring it back into the house, you picked it up, you put it back in, Bein Shehitzin Acher, sorry, you took it outside, or somebody else took it outside, Potter the Potter, because you put it on the Iskifer, which is an exemption, we'll soon see why, and then the Iskifer put it outside, again is an exemption. Had you taken from your house into directly into the street, even though you walked through this Miftun, you were Iskifer, you've been Chayiv. But over here, because you put it down, on the Iskifer, you are Potter. Next part of the Mishnah, Kupa, you have a box, she Meleya Peles, filled with fruit. The Nosna Ala Iskifer, you placed it on this Iskifer Hachitzain, the very outer one, which is a Rosh Hashanah. So, but part of the box is still in your house. Even though most of the fruits, you know, are in the side of the box, that's on the Shusarabim side, Potter, you are exempt, until you take out the whole box. Now, the Mishnah should have said until you take out all the fruits. The Mishnah, however, talks about the box, as if the box also has a bearing on the fruits, and it's not considered completed, completely taken out until you take out the box. And the Gemara will discuss that. So first the Gemara discusses this Iskifah. Hi, Iskifah, my, what's this Iskifah? Elim, Iskifah, Shusarabim, that's the status of the Iskifah, Shusarabim. Then potter, why if you took it from your house and you placed it on the Iskifer, you are potter? How come mapik mishas a yochish rabim? If this Iskifer is 9 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, and everybody uses it, you are already liable by just placing it there from the house and putting it there. Elim must be Iskifer shas a yochid. No, so if it's a shkus a yochid, why is it if you picked it up from there and put it outside, you are potter? You took from shas a yochid to shas rabim. Ben shachazav haitzim, when he did it, ben shachitzin acha potter, how come mapik shas a yochish rabim? Elim, what is it? It's an Iskifer karmelis. What it is an Iskifer of a Carmelis. And if it's a Carmelis, that's why you have potter mahatayri. You took from your house, you put on the Carmelis. No, but it's between 3 and 9 tefachim. And it's not covered, and it's 4 tefachim wide. Says the Gemara, well, Kamashal Mishnah, come teach you. So what's the Chiddush in Mishnah? Taima the Nochba Carmelis. The only reason why you are potter is because you rested it in the Carmelis. Holy Nochba Carmelis. If you took it directly from your house, you made a beeline into the street, even though you crossed over this these steps over here, or this Iskifer, which is a Carmelis, you're still liable because you picked it up in Shusar Yochid, you put it down in Shusar Abim. We don't care that you walked through a Carmelis. And why is that? Why does that matter? Because we have hey, an opinion called Ben Azai, who he says, Mahalach Ka'imadabi, every step that you take is if you're rested. And he holds if you take from a house through a Carmelis into Shusar Abim, you're actually potter. Because every time you pick up your foot, you're doing an Akira. Every time you put it down, you're doing a Hanocha. And therefore, it's as if you put it down in the Carmelis, you picked it up again and walked outside. And the Mishnah is coming to tell you that we negate his opinion. Tell you that Ben Azai is not right. The time we learned, you took from a store, which is a private place, out into a square, derech stov, going through a Carmelis, is chayiv, you are chayiv. You're chayiv. And Ben Azai says, potter, you are potter. So I'm going to tell you that if the only reason why you're potter is because you stopped in the Carmelis and you actually put it down. There's a Gemara, Kupa Shimalaya, a box that is full of fruits. So we have an interesting argument here. Do we look at the box or do we look at the fruits? Amma Chizke says, talking about a box that had very long fruits, cucumbers, and the, you know, pumpkin or the gourd family. So they fill up the entire box, and you know, one cucumber, these long cucumbers, they fill up the entire box. So therefore, the box, the cucumber, it's all the same. That's why you're not chayv until the entire box is outside. Avo malei chard, let's say, full of mustard seeds, or full of apples. So when you took the part of the box outside, some of the apples are completely outside. You're already chayv. The keli is still inside. The fact that the keli is inside doesn't have any bearing on the fruits. Alma Kasabri holds egged keli, the attachment to the keli, loishma egged, is not called an attachment. We don't focus on the keli, we focus on the fruits. Because we don't say, oh, because the keli is attached to this guy's hands as if he didn't put it down. It doesn't work that way. Says the Gemara, that's the opinion of Chizki. However, Yechina says, I feel a little hard to put even full of mustard seeds as potter because Eged, Keli, Almok, Sovet, Eged, Keli, Shmei, Eged, the Keli is still attached to your hands as if the Keli didn't fully rest. And you're not chayim until the entire Keli is outside. Amar Abzeda Masnis, and our Mishnah doesn't seem to conform with either one. The Leike Chizki Deke does not really fit into Chizki of the Leike Rabbi Yechina Deke, nor is it fit in Rabbi Yechina. The Gemara explains his question. Why doesn't it fit in with Chizki? Remember, Chizki says that we focus on the fruits, and if some of the fruits are outside, Yechayiv, Viktani, it says in the Mishnah, Achi Yoitzi is Kala Kupa. You're not liable until you took out the whole box. What about why the whole box? Taima the Kala Kupa. How Kala Peda? If you took out, let's say, all the fruits, it seems in the Mishnah, whatever fruits you took out, you're still potter until the entire box went out. But according to Chizki, whatever fruits went out, you're already liable because Eged Kedi, Loshma Eged. Alma Kasavas, it seems clear from Mishnah, you're not liable until the entire, you know, kupa is outside. Eged keli shmeged, because Kozman, you're holding on to the keli in your hand, it hasn't yet been settled. Okay, so the Mishnah does not conform with Rabbi Chizkiya, but neither does it conform with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon Deka, he says, Rabbi Yechon says that we need the whole box to be out. The Ketani says in the Mishnah, Afa Pisha Roy paid to the Chutz, even though the majority of the fruits are outside, you're not liable until the box. According to Rabbi Yechon, he should have said, even if all the fruits are outside, you're not liable until the box is outside. Time of the Roy paid it. How called paid it? According to the scenes in the Mishnah, if all the fruits would have been outside, Afa Gavda Gide Kupi Megavoy, the box is still left inside, Chayiv. Alma Kasova seems clearly on Mishnah holds Eged Klila Shma Eged, so it doesn't conform with either one. Well, Akasha. Question on both. So the Lord, the Mishnah seems to contradict itself. So we have to explain the Mishnah. Each one will interpret it that's in a way that suits his own opinion. So Chizki mitaras the time. Chizki will interpret the Mishnah according to his view. But Rabbi Yechon mitaras the time. Chizki mitaras the time. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakupa. Chizki will conform his view until you take out the entire box. When does the Mishnah say that you need to take out the entire box? It's talking about those fruits that fill the entire box. The Kupa Malei Kishin Galuyin. It's full of cucumbers and pumpkin and the gourd family. Ava Malei Echardul, but if it's full of mustard seeds, Nasa it is as if Kimisha Hoitzit Kala Kupa, as if you took out the entire box. Whatever you took out, and you chayv. So the reason why the Mishnah seems to be to say until the entire box, because we're talking about fruits that fill the entire box. And Rabbi Yechon Metar Tameh, he'll answer, I hold that no, that you're not liable till the entire box comes out. So why does the Mishnah say most of the majority of the fruits is a problem? So the Mishnah says, even though the majority of fruits are outside, and then we add a few words, not even the majority of peters. Even if all entire lot of fruits are outside, potter, actually, is kol hakupa, until you take out the entire box. Meisel asks a question, Hamoitzi kupa soroichli, we'll ask a question. If somebody takes out a box of reichlin, is what, you know, the people sell perfumes and they have these little samples and vials that they go around showing everybody. So if somebody has a kupas reichlin, the nosna al iskefach etzayna, and he placed it on that outside over the threshold, afa pishad reich minyan b'chutz, it says that even though the majority of the different samples are outside, potter, achi yoitis kol hakupa. So Kasavta, we thought, but sorry, we're talking about these little samples. So clearly, the Chizki is wrong, because it says that even though the number of samples are outside, you're not liable till the entire box is outside. Kasha Chizki. Amla Chizki, hachamai skinin bu'ur nasi. Who told you we're talking about little vials? We're talking about these long, you know, they have this psamim, which is the entire tree, an entire flower. And therefore, it takes up the entire box. That's why we need the entire box to be settled before you're liable. No question. Most of Rabbi Barabaya, Rabbi Barabaya, I'll ask a question, Rabbi Yech. It says if the Gemara will have this whole sugya in Ksuvas of Lamed Aleph. We have a concept called Kamim Dirab Medeb, which is if you do, let's say if you burn somebody's house down on Shabbos, you don't have to pay them for the damage you did because you're Chayiv Misa, because you lit a fire on Shabbos. And the rule is that when you do any Avera, that has two punishments. Death, capital punishment. The other one is monetary. We say, Kam Lebe Dirab Medeb. But if you kill one person who's wearing a fur coat that belongs to somebody else, and you throw a spear, you ruin the coat, you kill the person, then you are liable because Misa Lazer and Mamon Lazer. It's the two different owners. Now, so what happens? You steal a wallet on Shabbos. The din is chayv. L'chayda, you carry it outside, so there's a capital punishment. That's Misa. And then you stole money, so l'chayda you mammon. So why are you liable for the money? Because it didn't happen simultaneously. And how is that? Shekvan is chay begneider koydim sheyover disa Shabbos. If you stole a kiss on Shabbos, you're chay. Because the moment you lifted the wallet, you did kinyan hakbar, you became a ganef, but you're not liable for carrying it until you take it outside. You take it outside. What about hoya megarer? If you drag it on the floor, so you don't become a ganef until you do a valid kinyan. Had you bought it, this would be a valid kinyan, so it also makes you a ganef. Dragging it on the floor, there's no in the guy's house, there's no kinyan. Meshich in somebody else in the shus of the meichid is not a kinyan. You didn't lift it, so there's no hagbah here. So what is no hagbah? So what is exactly the kinyan? Nothing. When will you become the ganef? When you take it outside. But that's the same moment you're also liable for Shabbos. So that's the Easter of Shabbos and Geneva coming in concurrently, and we say Kam Le B'Drabbanei. Now the Gemara asks a simple question. If you can tell me that what? That the keli is still sitting in the guy's hand. So Kodim Le Isa Geneva Shabbos. You're not liable for Shabbos until the entire box is outside, but Geneva, whatever you took outside, you're liable for. It's a good question. Rabbi Yechon says that that you're not chayv Shabbos till you take out the entire box. So it's not happening simultaneously, because geneva happens, everyone agrees, it's whatever you took out is yours, whatever you took outside, you're chayv. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is going to answer, you're right. If you took the wallet outside, let's say, with the opening on the outside, so you can just open the zipper and take all the goods out, you're right. So he's a guy, if I see you take outside, we're talking about here, the avke derech shulov. You took the wallet through the back, so the zipper is on the facing the house. You couldn't get to the zipper, so therefore you're not a ganav either, because you have no access to the money. You're not a ganav till the entire wallet is outside. So Shabbos and Neva coming at the same time. What do you mean? Who cares? What about where the stitches are? What about where the seam is? You can always cut open the seam and take the money out. So you do have access to the money. You're a ganav when part of the wallet is outside, but Shabbos nachayv until all of it is outside, like the Rabbi Yechon says. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara's question, there's the seam, the Iboy, Mavkele, if he wants, he can take the money out. The Shokel answers the Gemara, we're talking about that Benascha. Who are you talking about? Money and coin. You're talking about pieces of silver. We're talking about pieces of silver that take up the entire wallet. Says the Gemara, because they take up the entire wallet, therefore, you're not, of course, everybody, you're not Chayiv Shabbos until you finish, nor you're Ganef, because you're also not a Ganef until you take out the entire piece. And therefore, it's happening concurrently. Says the Gemara, okay, but the Chivanika Shuns in every wallet usually have some strings dangling from the bottom, and those strings are still facing the house. So therefore, the Ganef you are as soon as all the money is outside or the silver is outside. But Shabbos, you're not Chayiv, according to you, Eged Kli, until the entire Kli is out, including the strings that are hanging, dangling from the bottom. Mapigle ad Pume, Vishari, Vishakal. So then, and then Mechayda, he brings it, he could bring it to the opening, take out the money, but the strings are dangling still in the house. Vishnatsin agidimigavai are still inside. As the Gemara, the Lekishnatsin, who told you there were strings dangling? We're talking about a wallet where there's no strings dangling. So therefore, when the entire wallet is outside, you're able to get to those silver pieces, and Shabbos and Geneva happen concurrently. Or Iboy Zema, the Islay, it does have those strings, but Umekarchile, you wrapped it around the wallet, so as soon as the wallet is out, so were the strings. The Chayin Amarabe, so says Rabe, Loishanu. Now, we have a same machlekes between Rav and Abaya, but the Rav and Abaya keep on changing their mind, and this is how we start. We're talking about a box full of cucumbers with diluin and pumpkin. Avu Malek Hadul been full of mustard, chayiv. You chayiv because whatever's out, because the egget kli, loishma egget. Alma kasavat egget kli, shma egget. We don't look at the keli, it doesn't matter. So, and it's like Chizkiya. Abaya says, I hold up Yechon, Afilu Malek Hadul potter. Why? Because he holds egget kli, shma egget. Says the Gemara that they had an argument and they were so convincing that each one changed his mind to follow the other one, but by the time he did that, the other one changed his mind to follow him. Come Abaya, but she touched the Rav Abaya, then later changed his mind to agree with Rav, but the Rav, come Rav, she touched the Abaya. Says the Gemara, so now you're telling me that Rav agrees with Abaya, so now we change around. So for Rav, we have a problem of Abaya and Rav and Rav from another argument we had. So now you tell me that Abaya holds that if it's mustard, you chai whatever came out, because egged kli loishmei kli. And that's the question: it's egged. It may be learned hamoitzi pei l'shus rabim. Somebody takes out food l'shus rabim. Abaya Amar, Abaya says biyad. If you took out fruits l'shus rabim by hand, or you're staying inside, you just put it outside. Chayiv, you are chayiv, even though your body is still inside. We had in word of Gimel, Eged Yad, Loishme Agad, you hold that the hand is not attached to the body. But Bekli Potter. If you took it out in the Keli, you are Potter. Why? Because Kozman, part of the Keli is inside, you are Potter. Because he holds Eged Kli, Shme Eged, which is exactly the opposite of what Rabbi changed his mind. And Rava says, Biyad, you took it out, Potter, you are Potter, because your hand is still attached to your body, Eged, Yad, Shmeged. But Bekli Chayev, because by Keli we say, whatever went out, you're Chayev, because Eged Kli Lo Shmeged, which is exactly the opposite of the, it's like more like the original way of thinking than the later way of thinking. So you're right, Eifuch, swap the opinions around. Says the Gemara, Biyad Chayev, let me ask you a question. That opinion that says that if you're standing in the house, you took it outside with your hand, you are Chayev, because Eged Yad Loi Shme Eged, because your body is still inside, doesn't matter, but your hand took something from inside and outside. How do you explain our Mishnah? But now we learned in the Mishnah, at the very beginning of the Masech, the Poshet Balabaisir Lechutz, if the owner of the house extends his hand outside, the Notar La'oni Metecha, and then the poor man took it from his hand, or Shenosan Letecha, the poor man placed it in hand, the Hechnis, Shnein the Bo Potter. Now you saying, as soon as he took the hand out, he is chayiv. So how come the Mishnah clearly says that if the guy took his hand out, and he's potter? Says Gemara, very simple. Hosam lemayla megibel. Our Mishnah is talking about the hand is raised above three tefachim, so it never rested. That's why the Balabais is Potter. Here we're talking about Lamata Megimel. You place your hand below three Tvachim, so it's lowered as if it's attached to the ground. It's as if it's in Hanocha, you put it down on the ground. And therefore, if you hold it, Eged Yad, Loishma Eged, we don't look at the body, we look at the hand, then you are Chayiv. If you hold it, the hand is still attached to the body, and as long as it's still sitting in your hand, even though it's within three Tvachim, it's attached to your body, then you are Potter. And that's how we explain the Machlekes. Okay, we'll stop here.